I'm going to do my best.
Okay,
so
try your
best. I'm going to say, welcome to Diary of a Teenage Diva. I am reading my diary. We're currently up to 1986. I know. Started in 1984. If you've just joined us, there are many episodes to bring you joy. And I am very delighted to introduce my guest for April 1986, the wonderful Jo Louis Robinson.
Hi, Penny. It's good to be here, darling. It's an honour. It's an honour for everyone involved, like you mainly.
It's definitely an honour for me.
I think it really is.
To have you here in my studio.
As we sort of slowly bake.
It's actually extremely hot.
I also do have some cold bubbles in the fridge.
Oh,
if
do you?
You? Like, we need that. Would you like that?
I think I'd love that.
Yeah, okay.
Shall we do that?
We haven't actually started yet, but we're just going to have a brief break.
Yeah.
Ciao. Okay, I'm just going to pause.
All right.
Pause. Some exciting news.
Yes.
Since we decided to do this episode together.
Yeah, we're expecting a cabaret baby.
It's so true. And it's very much just in the fetal stage.
Babe, she's not even fallopian.
Is she? Oh, I don't know.
Maybe she's gender neutral.
Bisexual. Believe my
mum.
As my mother would say.
Oh, that was funny. See, if you didn't get that reference and you're just tuning in now, you should probably go back and listen to the back catalogue. Penny's mum is a hoot.
Back to the show. We are up to Tuesday, April the 1st.
Oh, you're joking.
It is funny. 1986. Guess who rang up tonight? Yes. Andy, the man himself. Oh, hold on. What's just happened?
I thought Easter had just happened, based on my research.
Yes. I'm really confused here.
Yeah.
So I've gone to Granny's for Easter. Yes, went to church I've this morning,
this.
Got spattered with holy water and incense.
You stopped.
I'm such a rookie.
Yeah.
Because I did not realise that March had 31 days in it.
31 have all the rest. Including, I don't know that rhyme. I don't know.
So, Monday, the 31st of March, 1986. Penny, you complete plonker. Why the hell did you have to get off with Andy? Ah! No, not Andy Wintle or Andy Hetherington, but Andy Thompson, as in Satter. Oh, I'm sorry, Neil. That's Neil's band.
What?
Satyr. I keep saying satire, but it's not. It's in the mystical satyr.
Satyr.
Is it satyr?
Andy from Satyr.
And I thought, I'm sorry, Neil. I went and left him with Alison, someone who he couldn't stand. Drank two vodkas, one martini, one pint of lager on an empty stomach. I didn't eat any tea. Saw Tracy, Pete, Susan, Catherine, Kathy, Helen, Peter, Jeremy, Andy, Joff, Sabina, etc. They are mostly going on Sunday to the audition thingy.
What would that have been?
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, of course. And you wanted the role of Mary, famously.
Yeah, famously. Mm. Went to Dreamland this morning. It was good, only I felt pukey after one revolting ride. Laurent actually threw up. Laurent is one of our French friends.
Beautiful.
I can cope with roller coasters. Even the loop the loop scares me shitless. But it doesn't make me puke, so that's okay. I wish I hadn't got off with anyone.
Wow.
Buyer's remorse.
That really was a rollercoaster ride of an entry, and you basically conducted a census halfway through with about 20 fucking people. What? Who are they?
Well, Tracy, Pete, Susan, Catherine. These are friends from youth theatre.
Okay. So why do you think you had so much regret for like having gotten off with someone? Like, isn't that what you were going for at this point in your life?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not that into him.
Okay. That's allowed. I just want to make sure that you weren't slut-shaming yourself at sort of 15.
Andy Thompson.
Boring
sounds
name.
Boring. It's
Very
a boring
bland.
Name. Mind you, he was in a band.
Well, you know.
I think I had said that he was hot.
Okay.
Okay, Tuesday, let's start the month. Tuesday, the 1st of April, 1986. Take two. Guess who rang up tonight? Yes, Andy, the man himself. What am I going to do? I don't know, Penny. You'll have to decide by yourself. I thought you would say that, you bastard. No, I don't want to go out with him. I don't want to go out with anyone. What is wrong with me?
Truly, what is wrong with you?
I shouldn't have got off with him in the first place. But I'm too used to relying on all my friends to rescue me from blokes.
Wow.
We tend to rescue each other, regardless of if we want to be rescued at that time. But we're always grateful afterwards.
Ooh, girl code, even back in the 80s. Treat yourself.
I just left it a bit late last night. And I was pissed. Yeah.
You really were. You had quite a lot of drinks and they were all very, very different.
Two vodkas.
I'd be absolutely shit-faced after that list of drinks. On an empty stomach because you hadn't had any tea.
The weird thing is, during the day, I was obviously at Granny's because Dreamland the theme park in Ramsgate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where's Ramsgate?
Thanet, Kent.
Oh, okay.
So that's where Granny lived.
Yeah, I know.
So we would go to Dreamland. So obviously we were there during the day. And then I've come home and just gone straight to the pub or a gig or a party. I don't know.
Well, that's feral. I'm obsessed with you. I always thought you were quite refined and sort of middle class. But it turns out you were just as trash as everyone else.
Yeah, that's right. I love that. Are you slut shaming me?
Yeah, absolutely I am.
Neil rang tonight and I told him my many troubles and he laughed. So much for sympathy or helpful advice anyway. Went riding this afternoon past our house. So we stopped and Thierry and Laurent had a short ride. The first time ever. They were both terrified. Then we turned round and galloped all the way up the field very, very fast. Pretty impressive, eh? I'm even winning at riding.
You, honestly, I think at this point you're winning at life in general. Your liver, not so much, but you, absolutely.
My liver, yeah.
R.I.P.
Wednesday the 2nd. Went hiking today with rangers. Mandy, Katie, Lucy and Frog went. Lucy plus Frog. So Lucy and her French exchange.
Yes.
It was great fun. We all carried our own lunch and something to cook it on. We stopped for lunch at 11:45 and attempted to cook. Disaster struck. One, Lucy's cooker kept setting the grass on fire.
What were you carrying around with you? Like an actual...
There'd be those little hiking cookers.
Oh, I avoid going outdoors at any cost. So,
you were not a hiker?
Never camped. Apart from one time at Reading Festival, but that's a whole other podcast.
Two, Katie's gas ran out. Three, cows suddenly appeared in the field. Four, it began to hail. Despite all these problems, we managed to eat lunch and set off again, fully kitted out in waterproofs and hats. Next, we decided to go to the mini zoo. It was gorgeous. There were two lovely, cuddly otters, which we fed dog biscuits to.
I don't think you're supposed to do that. Like, I'm not... Again, I'm not an animal care expert, but I'm pretty sure that the clue's in the name. They're called dog biscuits.
There were lots of sweet monkeys and millions of rather bored-looking birds. There was a kiddies play area with a super sandpit. So we had a sandcastle building competition. I won, only the others didn't agree.
That's a sentiment I've experienced many times in my life where I'm like, this is not a competition, but I have won.
It rained a lot as soon as we'd taken off our waterproofs. After wearing them in the sun for half an hour, typical, always the way. This evening we went to the Home Sweet Home pub with Sarah, and then we went back for drinks at her house. It was really nice, but Neil rang when I was out.
Oh.
Don't you hate that? Do you remember?
Oh, hold on. No, so you wouldn't have picked up the phone?
No, because I would have just, when I got back, my mum would have said Neil rang for you.
Oh my goodness.
So miserable.
That's so interesting. So that used to happen all the time. You used to sort of like miss calls and then get home and be like, oh.
Yeah.
Neil phoned. Did people used to phone pubs and say, is...
No, God, no.
Is that just a thing, like, from the Victorian age or something?
I think if it was an absolute emergency, somebody may have. But my mum wouldn't have said to Neil, oh, she's at the pub with Sarah. Probably didn't know it was at the pub, to be fair.
And would someone use a phone box?
Oh, yes.
On a normal day?
Yes, 100%.
Wow. It really is another universe.
It is.
See, I was born in about 6 years and 2 months after this. After this moment in your life. So,
yes. Yeah, this is all very foreign.
But also, sorry to harp on about this, but it really is sort of like an alternate dimension kind of situation that I'm experiencing. So ordinarily, someone who was phoning me, if I didn't get the call or whatever, they would not be speaking to my mother under any circumstances. But if someone phoned your house while you were away, they would actually be speaking to your actual mother.
Yes.
That's.
But even if you were not away, if somebody else was nearer, they would pick it up. And then they'd be like, Penny, it's for you.
That's such a liability. Do you know what I mean?
And also, so when at this age, there weren't even mobile handsets. So the phone was one of those phones with a dial on it. And it was in the hall.
With the curly cord?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
So we couldn't even take a private phone call.
This is chaos.
My parents did have a phone in their bedroom. So you pick up the phone, you make a call, and then you'd have to say to somebody, I'm going upstairs. You'd pick up the extension and you'd have to say, can you put the other one down? So that they couldn't then listen in. And if they just faked it and pretended to put the downstairs extension down, they could just listen.
That is absolutely wild. I did live in a house with a corded phone, and there was a phone downstairs and a phone upstairs. I distinctly remember my dad answering the phone when his American friend phoned him to tell him that Princess Diana had died.
Oh, you remember that?
I do remember that. It's my earliest memory. I think that's where my deep connection to not the royal family, but to, you know, sort of gossip came from. I was like, oh my God, who's dead? What's going on? But I remember my mum being on the phone. It was a corded phone, and she was stretching it to like its maximum stretchability.
Why?
Because she came into my room to be like, blah, blah, blah,
blah. Oh, I see. So she wanted you to know.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
How old were you?
I would have been like five.
Five. Six. Wow.
But she knew I would have wanted to know.
She had your number already.
Absolutely. She's like, but Diana,
style
the
icon
princess.
Has died.
That's correct.
My 5-year-old boy will need to know this. We went to London all day. This afternoon I was abandoned in Oxford Street because I didn't want to see the sights, and I was all on my own for 3.5 hours and very bored. Not good at being on my own. This evening we went to see Guys and Dolls again. It was just as amazing second time around. I must go on stage, all capitals. Oh, sweet.
You literally saw it a week before.
I saw it last month, yeah.
It was like the end of March. I remember because I did my research, because I'm obviously a professional. So, you saw it and you loved it.
I loved it
you
and did I've love gone it. Back.
I know.
I must get into Jesus Christ Superstar or I will expire. When did you first get into musical theatre?
Me?
Yeah, like into it.
Oh my gosh. The first show I ever saw was Starlight Express.
Which came out in 1984, because I was researching it for our cabaret, because I'm also a professional.
Yes.
And I was trying to work out which musicals came out in 1984, and really it was Chess and Starlight Express.
Oh, beautiful.
With the biggies.
Well, that doesn't really explain why I love musical theatre. And in fact, I think it's actually a common misconception that I love musical theatre. It's just the only thing that I'm good at, genuinely.
Oh, I see. Like, so I you'd rather be doing the opera?
Pull the other one, darling. I hate opera. So fucking boring. It's too long.
Stop it.
Anyway, no, it's good when you do it.
Thank
of course.
Because I cut it down.
You cut it down to 40 minutes.
40 minutes, yeah.
I don't actually like musical theatre. I think it's all a bit silly.
But what would you rather be doing? What's your dream?
Just this, really. Just sitting with you, chatting shit, reading readings from
old
champagne.
Books.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Friday the 4th of April. Lawrence Daw got off with Nicole Symes on the Frog Exchange. Scandal of the century. I can't wait to tell everyone. I went ice skating with Lou and Nick this afternoon. It was quite good. Although most of the thrill has gone out of skating now. It's not such a novelty. Especially when the skates are all blunt. Honestly, it's like skating in willies.
I didn't have my own boots.
Oh, bless you. Because you were poor, obviously.
Yeah, I was poor. This evening, Lucy, James and Alex came round for dinner. James is really weird. He's very protective towards Lucy and won't let her do anything. Alex has had her hair cut and she looks a lot younger. Younger than what? Younger than 15? Or like 8? She's very nice. And she and Chris got lost on the way back from the pub. You know what that means, don't you?
Fingering. 100%.
Oh, no! No, not on the way back from the pub in April. You freeze to death. Yes. Saturday the 5th, got up at 11, tidied my room and finally got dressed at about 1. Neil rang up because he was bored. Oh my God, I forgot to say that yesterday Andy rang up and I told him to bog off, but very, very nicely and politely. Neil wanted to know all about it, of course, so I told him and he didn't believe me. He said that everyone was talking about me and that his friends had a nickname for me, which was something about my legs, which incidentally they thought were nice.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I had to write that down in case Chris ever reads this. And I've put, by the way, it's true. What's true?
You have nice legs. Right.
That's really funny because I do have, I might have said this before in the podcast, pretty, I'll have to do a fact check, but I do very clearly remember him saying I had nice legs and standing in front of the bathroom mirror and thinking, legs?
Yes.
Who knew that yes. legs were a thing?
Totally.
I couldn't understand it. And then I was like,
Great.
How you doing?
Legs. To your legs.
Yeah, I don't think Bless I wore a long you. Skirt for the next 25 years.
Great.
He wouldn't tell me what they were saying, though. It's not fair. I think I'm going to sulk. Went to Oxford and saw Ellie. She's still going out with Simon. Gave the Froggies a guided tour, which took about 20 minutes. Yeah, because there's nothing to see in Oxford. 20 minutes will do it.
Bit of a punt, or was that Cambridge?
No, both, but okay. Again, not really the weather for punting, no. But there is quite a lot to see in Oxford, one might say.
Well, they didn't let me into the uni, so I actually vowed that I'll never go back. I went for my interview and then they decided I wasn't quite... Of course I applied, darling. I'm an overachiever.
And they said, no, which college do you apply to?
God, I can't even remember at this point because it was Merkin. So long ago. Merkin. No, I just longed one day to say to someone, I read music instead of I studied music.
Yes.
But then they didn't let me in. And then Durham didn't let me in. And then, you know, you're really in trouble. So I went to Royal Holloway.
Oh, did you? Horrendous. The funny little weird one in the middle of Surrey.
That's right. Yeah. I went there. I was there 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Tragic.
That tells me a lot about you.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Mm. And the best part is that everyone around you, you just look into their eyes and you're like, yep. Where did you apply? Yeah, Cambridge. Yep. Oxford. Yep. We're all just failures. Yeah. It was good fun.
Character building.
Yes.
But look at you now.
Just look at me now here in Perth.
You're in Perth. You're on my podcast.
I am.
You have made it.
I've made it. All right. Where were we?
Sunday the 6th. It's 1:45 and I'm rather tired. Went to a pre-audition meeting this afternoon. Got the usual lectures about dedication, etc. Eric also said that if you really want a part, then go all out to get it. Really work on it. So from now on, it's think Mary, inverted commas.
Think Mary. Think hooker.
Think virgin.
Oh, wait, which Mary?
Oh, no, think hooker. You're right.
Yeah, totally.
Sorry, I was thinking the Virgin Mary. Ah, no, because I was a virgin.
Do you think that's why you didn't get the role? Because you were going for the wrong one. She turns up in a blue smock and with a halo. And she goes, you got any room at the inn, babe? No.
I'm desperate to be her. Amy, Alice, Amanda and Karen aren't auditioning. That's good news.
Yeah.
Apparently, Eric was very lucky to have got the rights for it. It's only been done as an amateur production a few times. Well, that's probably true.
86? Yeah. Well, 79 it came out, didn't it? It's not like a lecture in musical theatre or something,
yeah, you
is
should
it?
Know. Never Look mind. That up, babe. No, I've got... it's a great musical. I stand by myself.
See, I don't think it is. But, okay, continue.
Oh, why? Why don't you like it?
I just think it's just long and dreary. And
Too
I'm not
dated.
Really into the whole Bible thing. Do you know what I mean?
Struck down by some
absolutely.
Dyson. Yeah.
I was a church organist for 6 months. Do you know that?
And then what happened?
Well, the guy came back from recovering from a hernia or something.
You didn't get defrocked.
No, I didn't. Except I did lie about being able to play the organ, and because I can't.
But you can now.
Well, no, I tucked my legs up and sat on them in little cross-legged positions so I couldn't press any of the pedals. And then I just used my hands and they were like, it doesn't quite sound like the normal guy. And I was like, just playing styles different. And I was just fully...
Just doing
fully...
the Royal Holloway version.
Oh, correct.
Not the Cambridge version.
Right, that's it. Yeah, so that was it.
Wow.
Simpler times.
If I'm not Mary or Simon, male or female, then I would like to be a dancer, so I'm practicing a lot. Yeah, on my own, that's really gonna help. The Westwoods came round for dinner tonight and we had a good laugh. Nick got a little sloshed as we had a liqueur tasting session after dinner.
Ooh!
I would have been with the parents.
Divine.
I know, liqueur tasting. Monday the 7th, the froggies have fled. They've gone.
Au revoir.
I have decided to get fit before my audition so I can dance and I won't look like and I won't look a total flop in a leotard.
Oh, that's so funny.
I know, but I didn't go to dance lessons.
No, I know, yeah. I think being fit doesn't just make you good at dancing.
Turns out.
I think
you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tuesday the 8th. I didn't do a lot today except prance around in my leotard and tights. And draw an absolutely brilliant daffodil, even though I do say it myself. Cliff Richard and the Young Ones are number one with Living Doll.
Oh,
over to you.
Got myself a crying dog, is ready to Living Doll.
It's funny.
That was in a show I did once. We put it in Things Ain't What They Used To Be, which is an old Lionel Bart show.
Oh.
Yes. Horrendous song.
Horrendous.
Horrendous.
And very... kind of creepy.
Very creepy. It's about, you know, bringing a doll to life and then sort of making it fall in love with you.
I mean, people actually do that now.
Yeah, but I think they, you know.
Robots.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, totally. Yeah. Yes. He donated a lot of tennis rackets to my school. That's a really fun thing. Yeah, it was this like national program where like all the like crap schools, they gave them free tennis rackets and they all had Cliff Richard's autograph on them.
Were you a little bit impressed by that at the time?
Well, no, because I had to do PE, so I was fucking livid, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay. Wednesday the 9th. Met Lou in Oxford, and we went to see Clockwise. It was very, very funny. Oh, it starred John Cleese. Oh. I'm very depressed at the moment.
Oh, darling.
Oh, okay. We might need some music for this.
Oh, okay.
Can we have some depressing music?
Yeah, I can do depressing music.
I don't know what it's going to say, but let's see. Okay.
Depressing
you. This is like I will survive. It's very depressing at the moment. It's pouring with rain. It's very cold and very windy. I'm going camping tomorrow for D of E. And
oh,
I hate
Edinburgh.
Duke of Edinburgh.
Good on you.
Camping.
I love it. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to that. Thursday the 10th. It did snow. Oh my God, on a camping trip. Snow plus storm force winds were the conditions we battled through all day. The worst thing was we'd planned to stop and sketch the countryside whilst waiting for Kim at certain places, usually very high up. At the first one we went to, very early, it was bloody freezing, so we went and sat in some army bloke's Land Rover. It was cold, come on.
Simpler times.
They were taking bearings for map drawing. Kim didn't appear, so we just carried on. I don't know who Kim is. It was warm while you were walking, but the sketch was a little bit shaky. Ate lunch in a haystack out of the wind. After that, we had a hysterical conversation about how we each had three willies. Don't ask me how we got on to the conversation. Then Katie slipped over in a very muddy puddle and I wet myself laughing. Next stopping point was at something or other knob. We weren't sure what a knob was. Don't be smutty now. Katie's remark was, surely you can't have a knob on a ridgeway I mean, wouldn't it melt?
I'm sorry, what?
I think, you know, a knob is just like a pile of stones.
Why would it melt? Why would you melt?
She was clearly confused.
I'm so confused by this whole thing.
I know.
Have you at some point not noted down that you've eaten a funny looking mushroom? Because this makes no sense, darling. Three willies and a melting knob.
I think really when you're hiking in the snow, you just have to come up with things to entertain you. There were no podcasts.
Yeah.
There was no even Sony Walkman with us.
No. Wow. Well, yeah. You've got to do what you've got to do, Penny.
At the knob, there was a lovely triangular ditch which we sat in. It was très confortable. Mm. When it began to snow, we found another army Land Rover to sit in.
Oh, darling.
Do you think we were like, hi, guys, can you just pop in? We're a bit cold.
Oh, really God.
I do vaguely remember this. The place we stayed in was really nice and sheltered. And the old lady was a bit dotty. What old lady? I think maybe we slept in someone's garden.
Okay.
We pitched without any hassles and all made tea. It was gorgeous apart from the dehydrated... Oh, tea as in dinner, not a cup of tea.
So do you call it dinner or tea?
I think we called it tea. Evening meal was tea because we weren't that posh. Posh people would have afternoon tea and then they would dress for dinner and dinner would be Downton Abbey style. What did you have then?
Well, this is where it's a contentious thing. So my cousins are from the north, like from really far in the north, like Lancashire. I know. And like one of the few things that we kind of disagree over, I mean, there are many things, but one of the main things is what we call different meals. So they'll have breakfast, tea... No, breakfast...
Breakfast, dinner and tea. That's what we had. But my dad was also from the north.
But I, being from Luton, which is basically London, right?
London.
Land's End. Had breakfast, lunch and dinner.
You said that in a quite posh way.
Yeah, well, you know, being around you is sort of making me more posh. It's contagious.
It's true.
It is. Yeah. But yeah, breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Did they think you were posh?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But people make that mistake frequently. But I find that thinking about eating tea is such a strange, visceral feeling that I hate. The idea that you sit down... And
so when you went up north, they were like, it's tea time.
What do you want for your tea? And I'm like, tea. Oh my God, I just...
Get me out of
Earl
here.
Grey. Like, French fancy.
Jammy Dodger.
Oh, now you're talking, darling. Yeah. Obsessed. Anyway, no. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. And I can't abide with the whole tea thing. But you're from Oxfordshire, right?
I am, but my dad was from, Lancashire.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we're probably related.
When I stayed with my granny in the south, so in Kent.
Yes.
We would always have the main meal at lunchtime. It would be, I don't know, like chicken and potatoes or at lunchtime. And then tea would always be exactly the same, which was... boiled eggs and soldiers, and then cut up what they call now girl dinner. So little bits like jam, bread and butter, biscuits, maybe a sliced up cake, some celery sticks.
This is what, like,
deconstructed.
So girl dinner / picky bits.
Yeah.
Basically a sort of breakfast buffet for your dinner, but then to call it tea. It's quite a confused way of living your life.
So it was gorgeous, apart from the dehydrated apple. So talking about this tea,
yeah,
making tea, the dehydrated apple and custard, which tasted and looked like sick.
Oh.
We played at being famous five. I was Julian. Anne Marie wasn't there. And Timmy was down a rabbit hole as usual. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not a fucking clue, Ben.
Enid Blyton.
Oh. Oh, she was horrible.
Horrible to her own children.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's what we're playing. We tried to solve the mystery of the empty Murray Mint packet. And then we walked through a farm, shouting for Uncle Quentin. A man appeared, so I said, I say, have you seen Uncle Quentin anywhere? He said he hadn't.
I can't decide if your childhood was endlessly fascinating or desperately boring. Because this is such a strange thing to have done. Just harassing this nice old man, you know, kind of forcing him to play along with your strange fantasy world.
I know, it's because we had nothing else to do.
I love that.
Walking's potentially quite boring.
Yeah, yes.
We walked up a very long hill in the sun, and as soon as we stopped to eat at the top, It snowed. I am very stiff. Saturday the 12th, did sweet F.A. Fanny Adams or fuck all?
Yeah, who knows?
Sunday the 13th. M, mum, had to take the church service today. As it was Good Shepherd Sunday, she decided that we could have a lamb in the church. Chaos.
So is your mother like a vicar or something?
No, she wasn't. She is now the church warden. Then I think she was just a, you know, jolly member of the parish.
Mm, okay, good on her.
It was chaos. The lamb was very scared. It literally shitted itself. Surely it shat.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There is
the church was a mess. Also, it didn't stop bleating. Poor little thing.
That's so sad.
This evening I went to Sarah's, then we went to the pub. They have a jazz evening every Sunday. We felt a bit intimidated because all the other people all knew each other. Also, some dirty old man of about 50 kept hassling us.
The very thought.
Well, also, yeah. Fuck off, old man.
Correct.
I was 15. Sarah has decided to turn over a new leaf and be herself rather than try and be hard. Which I think is a good idea. But it is going to be difficult to change completely.
Savage.
Monday the 14th. Had a very boring today and nearly went potty because I was on my own. I don't like it. This evening we went to M's school concert. Some of it was brilliant. The best bit was the jazz, which Jeff Miles and Edward did. It was amazing.
Wow.
Anthea Gould was singing. She's supposed to be the best thing since sliced bread. She was good, but not as ace as everyone made out. Can you see the green glow?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was jealous. She sang, I remember this, she sang Ave Maria, the Guno...
the Bach one.
The Bach one, yeah. And Edward played the piano. I was super jealous. Saw Mr. Pooley, Mrs. Walker, Abby and Chris... Mrs. Walker asked me how I was getting on and told me about a course, Surrey University.
No.
Yes.
It can't be.
Is doing for people who want to mix sciences and music, which sounds good. It was the Royal Holloway.
Was it Royal Holloway?
It was.
Oh my goodness. That's so, what a small world.
I didn't
world.
Go because I got into Oxford, but you know.
Well, that's it. That's how that works.
But yeah. I could have been at Royal Holloway with you, but from 50 years earlier.
Absolutely. No, I would have seen your name scrawled on the back of the bathroom door, I'm sure.
Thursday the 15th. Went to Oxford and met Evelyn today. I bought some sexy underwear.
Oh, darling.
Why, Penny? Literally no one's going to see it. Oh, then I've put God knows what for. I look about as sexy as a beer barrel in them.
Oh, that's so mean to yourself.
We found a gorgeous little restaurant/cafe called The Nosebag. Drank fluffy hot chocolate with whipped cream and cinnamon.
Treat yourself.
It was fantastic and bought a silk scarf in the Oriental shop.
Oh dear.
Sang Ave Maria tonight. You see, I'm on it. And Mum played the piano. She kept cocking it up and making excuses. Then she blamed it on my singing, bloody cheek. I sang it better than Anthea. She said with the utmost modesty. And she still couldn't compliment me. My own mother!
Do you... Does your mother give you validation and compliments? Or is that something that's been withheld?
Oh, no. She's generally very supportive. Okay, this is quite funny. She couldn't compliment me. My own mother. Did I tell you she's been in all the local papers because of the toads again? I can't take it.
Oh, I don't have context for this. What are the toads? Oh no.
We have to unpack this. So near to my house was a place where toads during the breeding season would try and cross the road from one side to the other to get to a pond, right? Mm. And they would stop on the road because the road made the calls of the male toads sound amplified because of the acoustics, right? Mm. And then the lady toads would be attracted to the male toads. They would all start mating on the road, people would drive their cars, the toads would die.
Yes.
So my mum had a campaign to save the toads. And on the way back from parties, concerts, she would make me walk in front of the car. So she'd be driving with the headlights on and give me a polythene bag and I would have to pick up the toads that hadn't been killed, put them in a bag, and then she would release them. And I had to literally be like, oh, dead, dead, oh, half dead, live. I'd be in heels and an evening dress.
That is hilarious. I thought you were going to say that she had dug out some sort of tunnel and created some sort of little tunnel of love for the toads.
Well, no, but she got a signpost. So I haven't finished the story. She had got a signpost made, a reflective sign with a picture of a toad on it.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, I know. And she was in the paper for it. In actual fact, she was in the New Yorker under a little section called There'll Always Be in England. She was a bit of a celebrity, and obviously it has pissed me off.
Yes.
She can't even say my singing's nice, and she's in the fucking paper.
Yeah. It's not about you, Mother. It's about me and my Ave Maria.
That's exactly it. Wednesday the 16th, slaved over a hot stove for most of the day, made a chocolate cake, a pizza, some pate and boiled eggs. I'm sure the washing up took much longer than the cooking. I am debating whether or not to go to camp on Friday evening or to go and see Neil. What do you think? What do you think, Joe?
Oh, go and see Neil. Of course. Sounds fun.
Expect I'll end up at camp, damn. Thursday the 17th. Had a peculiar dream last night about Adam Shay. This is my next door neighbour from before I moved house. So I moved when I was 7. Okay, but
so you actually remember your next door neighbour's name from before you were 7 years old?
Yeah, because I had
old.
A massive crush on him.
Oh, okay, fine.
I loved him so... I was in love with him.
Really?
Age 6, 7.
Wow.
Were you not ever... didn't have little crushes on people that age?
I don't think
apart
I did.
From Princess Diana.
Just Diana. Just the people's princess. No, I don't think I did. But I certainly wouldn't remember names. That's remarkable. Do you think by writing everything down meticulously in diary format...
Yeah, it definitely helps with the memory.
Helps memory, yeah. Mm.
Not that I remembered I had a dream about
him. No.
I was and still am very curious about him. I wrote him a letter this morning as soon as I woke up, but I won't send it. Oh. It's just part of my dream, really. I wore suspenders and stockings today. It was very uncomfortable indeed. Too right. Wow. Don't know why I did. What on a Thursday? Thursday in April. Finished my sewing today and sang a lot. I've just read my dream book. It's brilliant. I had hysterics. But I do believe that dreams have meanings.
Wow.
So I wrote all my dreams down. I have that book.
I'm still trying to think what your dream from last night means with the cows and...
The cows. I think we'll just park that one.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just park it.
All right.
Friday the 18th. Felt really manky today for feminine reasons. Didn't go camping tonight.
Oh,
oh, Lucy came over.
Oh.
Cet après-midi, and we played Scrabble. I'm having my period. I can't see Neil.
Oh, sure.
Or go
sure,
camping.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Really manky.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday.
Dual entry.
Rain and sun. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday. I'm writing these together because they're almost the same thing. Saturday morning, I arrived with Lynn. Where? And we all cooked breakfast. I must have gone camping on Saturday. First on the agenda, I must have taken my period camping.
Okay.
First on the agenda was a talk on Kit by Wendy. Wendy was our ranger leader.
Yes.
It would have been rather boring if Wendy wasn't such a prat. She kept throwing in the most useless pieces of information, quite unintentionally, but I think the whole effect was rather funny. Kim's Kitchen was next. A store of convenience, lightweight, dehydrated food. That was interesting, but this time we were ravening. Ravening. So we grabbed some food and took it outside to cook. We had to use tarangias, which are meth-burning cookers.
Why is that so funny? I love
I
it. This is
know.
What you were trying to explain to me earlier. Tarantulas, whatever they
tarantulas,
call
it. Yeah. They're not very impressive for a number of reasons. One, you have to carry meths around. 2, no temperature control. 3, almost impossible to turn off. 4, you can cook for 20 minutes at a time. Only cook for 20 minutes at a time. Well, you can't boil a pot of pasta.
No,
on that.
Absolutely.
This afternoon, we went for a hike. We got lost and ended up coming out of a gate marked Beware of the Dog.
Wow.
We had an international evening this evening, and so we all ate foreign food. Chow mein for us. Then we had to provide entertainment of some kind.
Surely. Ave Maria.
We had a head start there. Oh, as Natalie is French, Lucy's Danish. I don't know which Lucy this is. This must be Lucy and Guy.
Because you were getting her to translate something last month.
I have no recollection of a Danish Lucy. And Katie has lived all over the world. We did quite a funny sketch. After the entertainment, we all talked, danced, sang, ate, drank until about one when we retired to our very wet tents. Woke up at 7:30 and cooked breakfast on a gas stove. Bliss. So not a meth stove.
Not a...
This afternoon, I went to Wallingford to practice for my audition.
Is this for Mary?
Yeah, I did very badly. And a girl called Janet is really ace. So there you have it. Bitter. It was a great laugh. Sam and Andy were both there. Talked to Neil this evening. Yay! Monday the 21st. Happy birthday to the Queen. She's 60 today. And don't we know it. Oh. All day I've had nothing but birthday celebrations. This might be the last time as I write to you, as we'll probably all get... Oh, interesting. We'll probably all get bombed to smithereens by the Libyans because we bombed them, which I think is bloody stupid. However, in the meantime, I have more important problems. Neil has asked me out.
Oh my goodness. Was this Thatcher at this point?
Yeah. Interesting, because in the cabaret we're talking about all the things I didn't mention, which was that constant fear of nuclear war.
Well, we haven't mentioned that weird, like, what the cabaret is about, have we?
Well, it's about 1984 and 5, I suppose.
You've already done those. So basically, if you're listening to this, you probably should go back, listen to 1984 and 5, and then book tickets to the cabaret.
Yes, in Perth International Cabaret Festival.
Yes, see you there.
What year are we now? 2024.
Yes.
It'll be on in June.
It will.
But as I say, more important problems. And that's the interesting thing. My teenage obsession with myself really overshadowed any possibility of, you know, Armageddon, which was very much there in the 80s.
Wow.
Neil has asked me out. At least I think he has. I mean, I'm going to go somewhere with him at the weekend, but I want it to be purely a friendly affair. Oops, wrong word. And I don't know if he does. I hope he does. Or he'll get a nasty shock.
Oh.
I practiced for my audition until I was blue in the face today. I intend to knock them all out on Sunday. Oh, the audition's coming up.
Oh, I can't wait. Love an audition.
I also went for a walk in the field. It was very flooded, so I decided it would be easier to go barefoot than to put wellies on. So I did. One day of freedom / boredom left. Before what? Back to school.
Oh, back to school. So this was the Easter holidays.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting.
Tuesday the 22nd. Felt mildly sick all day at the thought of my audition. I am simply desperate. I made my skirt today out of the material Em bought me. I haven't finished it yet. I also wrote up my expedition log of my D of E, but mainly I sang, although I felt very ill. They go together, you see. Why don't I get any support from my family? Tomorrow, I'll know my exam results, clarinet and singing. Wish me luck.
Wow.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? I wouldn't say that I got no support, but my family are not performers.
Yeah, they're
not. Are yours?
No, they're not at all. My family are all pretty much muggles, apart from... No, they're muggles. They're pure muggles. Apart from one cousin on each side. One is an actor on my dad's side. My youngest cousin on my dad's side is
an
actor.
The northern ones?
No, they're from the Midlands. They're from Derby. So it's north. I mean, anything, you know.
That's north.
It's very
north.
North
of Oxford, Downing's north.
Well, it's north of us now, isn't it, darling?
We're here north in South of Freer. The custard line.
What's the custard
the
line?
The custard line.
What's that?
That's what my friend Jason says. He's from Manchester.
Yeah.
He says there's a line above which you eat custard with your pudding and below which you eat cream.
Really?
What did you eat?
Oh, cream with
cream.
Pudding.
There
absolutely.
You go. And your cousins darling. Would have had custard.
Yeah, they would have.
Custard line.
Poor things.
Wednesday the 23rd. First day of school. It doesn't seem like it. Went okay. I got a distinction in my singing exam.
Wow, I can hear why.
I got 130.
Did you?
ABRSM? Just a distinction, yeah.
Yeah. I only have got a pass. Oh, no, hold on. I got a distinction for grade 7 singing.
There you go.
And then grade 8 singing. I made up all the lyrics to the foray. And I was like, hoi, 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 hoi. That praise on live. And it was horrendous.
Oh.
Horrendous.
You just were distracted with other things.
Well, I just didn't learn it. So I was like, oh, fuck it. Who cares? Do you know what I mean?
Who cares? I'm going to be a musical director.
Still passed.
I got distinction. Well, I don't know my clarinet result yet. Thank goodness. Rang Neil tonight to gloat about my singing. He only got 121, so he owes me a drink.
Oh, he's a singer as well. Mm. Even better.
We are going out somewhere on Friday. I don't know where yet. Mrs. Hodges, singing teacher, helped me with my Mary Magdalene today. She told me I sounded too sweet and I had to sound more like a prostitute.
I would have given that same note.
I was so carried away. I was 10 minutes late for English. Rangers tonight, we talked about everything, sex, contraception, etc. It was very interesting. It's good.
Where was that?
Rangers.
What's that?
It's like Girl Guides, but once you've hit 14, you have to be a ranger, not a guide.
Sure, okay.
Or you could be a venture scout, but then you have to mix with boys.
Okay.
Thursday the 24th, I passed my clarinet with the pass mark.
100. Oh, that's terrible.
Phew, close one, Penny.
That was probably, you know, they do bump it up if you get below 100.
Do they?
Yeah.
So I think probably failed.
You probably did fail. But they probably thought, oh, well, you know, she's a nice girl.
That's a horrible thing to say.
But it's probably true.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do. They don't do 99s because otherwise they'll get contested by the teachers.
Okay. It was a lovely, warm, sunny day. I think summer may be coming at last. Oh. Famous last words. Played tennis at lunchtime and almost killed a first year. I'm very on edge at the moment because of the approaching audition. Me, who never gets nervous. Has something wrong with me? Or is it that I just want to do well so much?
Oh, yeah, I think there's a few psychological things underlying that feeling. But let's read on to find out which one will prevail.
Neil rang tonight. And I said, why don't I meet him in Oxford tomorrow night? Oh, he said, why don't I meet him in Oxford tomorrow night? I said, yes, but now I don't think I want to go. It would be a real hassle. Well, getting to Oxford, that's a long drive for my parents. I think I'll ask him over here instead. I hope he doesn't mind. Friday the 25th. It was hot today, really warm. We played tennis and I was sweating. I was not at all with it today. I kept drifting off in lessons. Bad news. Neil couldn't come round this evening, so I went to Sarah's to watch Dynasty. I am bloody nervous. Saturday the 26th. Even hotter. If I thought I was nervous yesterday, I must have been very inexperienced. I am terrified. God, I feel really sorry for myself. It's so stressful.
Auditions are horrible, unless you're a psychopath. Genuinely.
Went to Oxford with Lou and Sarah this morning. We had lunch in the nose bag again. Baked potatoes. Yummy. I bought masses of singing music for my grade 7, which cost £9.80.
Oof.
Ah! I'm farting like anything, so I must be nervous. My hand is shaking so much, I'm going to have to stop now. Wish me luck. Sunday the 27th. Just one word. Audition.
Oh my goodness.
Tuesday the 29th. Sun, tennis, joy, all the delights that spring brings. Went to see Ruth this evening and we had a good old natter. Edward was round too. He's got a swimming pool. It's not fair. Wednesday the 30th. I got in, as you can probably see. It only arrived today. This is the last day, by the way, because there are only 30 days in April. Yes,
double check that.
It arrived today, which is why I've been shutting up about it. When I feel talkative, I'm going to tell you about the audition, but right now I'm really knackered.
So there's a letter actually pasted into the diary.
Yeah.
I know that this is an auditory medium, so you can't see
you
that.
You can read it.
It is. Okay, here we go. Oh my goodness, it really called that.
Yes.
Okay. Embryo Youth Theatre. Jesus Christ Superstar, 1st to the 6th of September, 1986. Dear Penny, that's written by
it's
hand.
It's written because it would have just been photocopied.
I know. Following the auditions on Sunday, 27th of April, we are delighted to tell you that you've been chosen to play... Ah! And then they've written out all the different roles, and then but then they just circle the one that you've got. So it's like a form. It's like, yeah. But
all but the my, parts you haven't got.
Yeah. But in descending...
So which parts didn't I get?
Yes, you didn't get the role of Jesus, Judas, Mary, Herod, Pilate, Caiaphas, Peter, Simon, Annas, priest. You didn't get dancer, darling, so that cardio did not pay off. And you weren't in the choir. You were in the chorus.
Oh, hold on. Chorus is one better than choir. Choir were off stage.
Sure. Potentially, we have a really strong cast. Potentially. Which will result in a memorable show. We have an enormous amount of work to do, but you can look forward to a great deal of fun in whatever role you are involved. A rehearsal schedule will be drawn up and circulated shortly, but dancers, chorus and choir, that's you, darling.
No, I'm chorus, not choir.
Yeah, but you're in that, yeah, you know, right, that collective, yeah. You know. The proles, the muggles, will meet for the first time on Sunday, 4th of May, in the Corn Exchange studio at 2:30 and will last until 4:30. Okay, please be punctual. And if you are unable to attend for any reason, please let us know.
But you know what? At least I was in the chorus show.
Well, yeah, absolutely, darling.
I mean, a job's a job, isn't it?
And I'm sure it led on to many amazing opportunities and experiences.
But it kind of did. I loved doing that show.
Well, we'll have to find out what that was like.
Yeah, exactly. In September. I will rehearse it, obviously, throughout July, August, September. Probably start next week. May the 4th. So we're starting rehearsals in May for a show in September.
Yeah, it's a long show.
May
I know,
the 4th be
it.
With you.
Absolutely. Well, that was a treat.
It was apt. That was a bumper episode.
I know. You've got a lot of trimming to do, darling. No, but also your past self was really quite brutal. I liked her.
Yeah. But you know what? There's actually quite a lot of content in this compared to term.
I know, yes.
Because term time is just who got the best in exams, me. Who won the netball, me. Who did really well in lacrosse, me.
Who still shit at the clarinet,
who
me.
Still shit at the... You're so naughty.
I love it.
If you have got to the end of this episode and we're like 16 hours in, please just leave me a little review and give me 5 stars. When I say me, I mean the podcast. I mean all me, either one. Yeah. And recommend it to somebody.
Tell someone. Your colleague at work you think is a bit boring and needs a bit of a personality injection.
Them. Tell them.
Oh, Brenda, I've got a podcast for you, darling.
And if you're in Perth and listening to this before June the 15th,
yes,
come to our...
Our cabaret.
Our cabaret. The
Perth International Cabaret Festival.
Life We're is a cabaret.
The Royal Chama.
Come to... And we'll be ruining your favourite songs from the 80s.
Absolutely.